It's time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. If you want to catch up on previous episodes, they are archived as podcasts on our website at kozt.com. Along with Dr. Willie Miller from the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, Will Lee is on the phone with us this morning. Hi, Will. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Beautiful day. Thank you again for allowing us to have this time to communicate to the coast here. Last night, the City Council met. You did report. One of the main goals for the City Council and for our city manager is to have more testing ability here on the coast. So our city manager has written a letter to the Board of Supervisors, and they're meeting right now. And we expect an updated report from our health officer. Testing will be a primary goal for this community to make sure that we, as we open up our community, that we allow and provide for more testing on the coast. And with that, Dr. William Miller is here joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mayor Lee. So many of you may have heard that last week, Fort Bragg had its first local resident to be diagnosed with COVID-19. This person had traveled outside of the community and became ill shortly after returning home. The person was seen in our ER where the diagnosis was made. However, fortunately did not require admission to the hospital and is currently isolating at home. The County Health Department is handling any necessary contact tracing. As we continue to slowly roll back on shelter-in-place requirements, we will see more travel in and out of our community. This is, of course, normal, such as, for example, local residents traveling outside to visit family or friends of ours traveling here to visit us. And then, of course, there will be people coming to the coast to get some fresh air after being cooped up in the cities for the past 2 to 3 months. And with this travel, we will, of course, begin to see more COVID cases locally. Our hospital and clinics, both North Coast Family Health Center and Mendocino Coast Clinic, are prepared to take care of any people who may become infected. Thanks to the strong shelter-in-place mandate, we have had time to make such preparations. Also, thanks to this mandate, we do not expect to see an overwhelming surge of cases as initially had been predicted, but instead a slow rise in cases which should be completely manageable. Our hospital and clinics remain a safe place to get your health care. Now, I know that some folks have avoided getting health care recently due to their fear around this epidemic, but I encourage anyone who may have personal health issues to not hold back, but to seek the care that they need. And lastly, we have all been living under a lot of stress lately due to this pandemic. And I ask that all of us continue to treat each other with respect and compassion, because it is times like these that allow us to demonstrate who we really are as a community. And on that note, I'd like to turn this over to Judy Leach, our hospital administrator, who would like to share a few words.
Good morning, and a huge thank you to Dr. Miller and his leadership in what we are doing throughout this county to help with addressing COVID-19. COVID-19 is our reality, and we don't live in fear. Instead, we live in confidence, knowing that we are well-equipped and well-prepared to do the right thing to address the needs of this community. In closing, I just want to say thank you for the faith this community has placed in the Mendocino District Hospital. It is our desire that by July, we will be known as Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Still great care that continues to be delivered here, but doing so through the efforts of an organized system throughout the county to where we're sharing resources and working collaboratively together to meet the needs of our community. The well-being of this community is our top priority, and we thank you for entrusting us with your care.
All right, a question to anyone who might be able to answer it. Governor Newsom announced yesterday that an agreement has been worked out so that millions of N95 respirators will be, N95 masks will be available, 150 million. Is there a standing order, so to speak, at the hospital for some of these N95 masks?
We have a supply of N95s that we believe will take care of us into the foreseeable future. Our supply does get augmented from the stockpile from the state and the county, and so we do expect to see some of those masks here, but we actually do have a sufficient number of N95s here at the hospital to take care of our needs.
All right, that's great to hear. Thanks very much to all of you for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report this morning. Rogalski here from the Coast.